So here's a quick outline of what we're going to what I'm going to discuss today. I'm going to talk about the latest about how environmental crimes are being prosecuted. I'm going to talk about routine enforcement, and I'm going to talk about some fledgling areas. Now I'm going to talk about three recent cases I think you all should know about, and that's the Angelex litigation, which there was just oral argument at the D.C. Circuit last Tuesday, and I was at the council table there, so I'm looking forward to talking about that. The Oceanic case, which is a important application of corporate criminal liability in the maritime context, and finally the Princess Cruise Lines case, and we're going to talk about the probationary supervision that's in year two of five there. So I just want to highlight what the U.S. government's goals are and what the Coast Guard's goals are when we do environmental law enforcement. And first and foremost, as all effective law enforcement does, we want to prevent the offense from happening before the fact. So it's no different for environmental law enforcement, where the goal is to prevent pollution at the source rather than just chasing offenders, punishing offenses after the fact, and cleaning up offenses after the fact. As a matter of fact, the Assistant Attorney General for Environmental, Natural, and Resources Division, Mr. Jeffrey Wood, recently stated at the ABA event that vessel pollution cases are going to continue to be a priority in this administration. He said that vessel pollution cases and fraudulent cover-ups akin to the Volkswagen emission schemes are going to remain a priority. And as you all know,